This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today, and this is gonna be quick. Because I'm a little behind schedule. I was hoping to get away from work about 3:30 today. I'd come in early, got there at 7. Gonna leave at 3:30. Then I realized I had a meeting. That went from 3 to 4. So I got away a little late and then ran by the church, helped set up some of the stuff for Sunday for the video presentation. Thankfully, our very kind music pastor said, "You've got small groups tonight." I said, "I do have small groups tonight." So it's just a little after 5, heading home. Small group is at 6:30. We're actually having our small group out in what we call the common area. And it's an area where we have a little fire pit and, you know, there's grass and picnic tables and stuff. And so, but I got to get home because I've got to get all the wood in place and I got to get a fire started and then assist my beloved in whatever else she needs. Thankfully, it's just fellowship night tonight. So it's just food and talking. So that'll all be good. I should offer a word of explanation about last week with the short podcast. Sorry about that. I have done live edits before many times. I mean, my little remote control just has a pause and then it has a start back up again. There's just one button there. It's not hard. So you hit the button, goes to pause, you hit the button, starts back up again. It is not hard. And so I thought I was doing that all along. And as it turns out, somehow I missed whole sections of stuff out of my podcast. I was heading out to Eureka Springs, and so I just went ahead and uploaded it as it was. What was fascinating about that was that I had told a story about an experience that I had in Eureka Springs. Which is not the most complimentary story for myself, but it's also a story that's one of those things that introduces, we'll say, a glimpse into the spirit world that maybe you aren't expecting. There are uncomfortable pieces with regards to myself in the story, and there are odd pieces with regard to the spiritual realms. So anyways, I shared this story. It's not a story that I share a lot. I had shared it with a friend that I'd gone to breakfast with that Friday morning last week, and I just with him shared all the story. I said, "This is not necessarily complimentary to me, but this is what happened," and ta-da, ta-da. So I shared that story on the podcast last week. I pushed the buttons on my remote control as I normally do, and then I realized that the indicator lights were not correct when I went to actually finish the podcast. And so that's when I went, "Oh, rats!" And you know, I did get recording again and went, "Oh, rats," you know, did that whole thing. When I went back and listened to it, that entire story had just been simply edited out. I mean, it was completely edited out. Just before I started going into the story, it's gone. So, I don't know if that was a sign from God or what, but I decided to just let sleepy dogs lie. So, that's why it was so short last night and I didn't re-record. And we, you know, were prepping to go to Eureka Springs. So, anyways, this week's been a good week. Been a little busy. I am just a little bit behind on writing. I am into the sprint now for book 16, the first sprint. So this will be the last book of the second set of 8. I think I know where I'm going with this book. And so, you know, I have been building in different ways for this book now, for 8 books. So now I just have to ring the bell and get it home. Seems to be going fine so far. You know, all is well. We're moving along. I am a few words down, and this will be the first sprint that I do when we are also running a small group at the same time. And I'm working on costumes, and I'm helping at the church, and I'm working. So this is going to be a little interesting. I fully expect that I'm not going to get the 500 words done today that I would am supposed to get done. So that means I got to get caught up over the weekend, and I'm already 300 words down. So, but you know, step at a time, step at a time, step at a time. And I'm still kind of coming up to speed on writing. I've just been dinking for the last 2 weeks because the official start of the sprint was not until this week. But it's fine. It's fine. All is well. I had dinked enough prior to this week that I actually bought myself a week. So I started this week at 10,000 words. So, you know, that certainly helped. So all is well there. Costumes, all is well there. I'm working on the Halloween costume. That seems to be going along fine. I'm actually a bit ahead of schedule, which I need to be. Because as soon as I get the Halloween costume done, I've got to turn around and I'm amping up the costume for Dear Santa Letter Week. And so I need a little time, a week or two, to amp up that costume and make it usable. It's usable as it is, but there's there's more to come. So that's fine. This week, I came across a podcast that Jordan Peterson has done. And he has just done some spectacular podcasts. If you aren't listening to the Jordan Peterson podcast, he just interviews people that, man, it's just good stuff. And you know, lots of interesting interactions. They're really thick and deep and worth listening to. They usually run a couple of hours, and good stuff. The one that I listened to recently was Christianity at Oxford, or God at Oxford, something like that, where he was interviewing a couple of Christian philosophers who were at Oxford and Cambridge or something. I can't remember. But there was a lot of really interesting interchanges in that. And the next one was a podcast that he that is entitled Enhanced Interrogation Techniques. And it's an interview with a man, I'm not going to get this right, Mohamedo Oud Slahi, maybe? I'm sure that was just horrible. But this guy's story is just one of those stories that makes you ache because of what we have become in America. Because this guy was confined to Guantanamo Bay for, I think, 14 years. Subjected to the quote-unquote enhanced interrogation techniques, which in large part were really just torture. And it makes my heart ache that we, first of all, were so deaf to the voice of God that 9/11 happened in the first place. And that's a whole long story that I've told. We were so deaf that 9/11 happened in the first place, and we just became more deaf and profoundly deaf in the days that followed. And we turned authoritarian, and we turned invasive, and we, you know, in the name of protecting ourselves, spawned things that should have had no part. I mean, I'm not naive enough to believe that American has not always had dark corners where things were done that should not have been done in the name of God, in the name of humanity, in the name of our freedoms. And fighting wars are one thing, but when things go on such as they have gone on at Guantanamo Bay, where people are denied their rights as human beings, where we're torturing people in the name of our freedom, there's just some things that are just wrong there. And it's interesting, this man that Jordan Peterson was interviewing shows just how badly, I'm getting my mail, things can go. He, I think, grew up in Mauritania or was in Mauritania. And he had gone to school, had really taken to school. He was... his family were Bedouin, and so there weren't, you know, his experience in life was not necessarily for any kind of technical training. But in the process of all that, he said he was the small one, and so he ended up being recommended to do he ended up being recommended to go to school and learn some things. He really took to it, became a software engineer, you know, did well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and through a series of circumstances that were kicked off by, I think, some kind of distant relative, somebody just called him. They just called him. And in the process of calling him, turns out the guy who had called him on a cell phone, on a satellite phone that was used by Osama bin Laden, and, you know, that turned into a problem. Just a second here. Let me just talk to my beloved for a minute. Hi, sweetie. I'm just going to finish up the podcast real quick, and then we'll get started and do the thing. If you need stuff unloaded, just leave it. I'll take care of it.
I've just got pumpkins, that's all.
Okay, cool. So anyways, this cell phone, this satellite phone, apparently belonged to Osama bin Laden, and just the fact that this man was called on this cell phone, of course, got him on kind of a watch list. And then there was just one sad situation after another, and he ends up getting, you know, kidnapped. And then taken to Guantanamo Bay. And that starts like a 14-year adventure of trying to get his name cleared, trying to get people to believe that he's innocent, trying to... I mean, it's just a sad, sad story. But what's interesting about this whole story, and when we say enhanced interrogation techniques, we are talking about torture and beatings and rape and molestation. I mean, just stuff that should not be done in the name of freedoms. But what's interesting is that when he finally ended up on this plane and he had, you know, been blindfolded and shackled and his clothes had been cut off and a diaper had been put on him and he realized that he was going away for a long time and, you know, no one would know where he was. It was interesting because he said at that point that I started to reflect on my past and then I started to regret. And there was only one thing I regretted in my life, one single thing I regretted, and that was to not be nice enough to people. I mean, this is an extraordinary thing. This guy has a chance to be angry about many things, to be resentful about many, many things. But as he is facing this uncertain future that in all likelihood will not be good, he finds himself regretting that he hadn't been kinder. He said, I regretted when I told my mom I didn't like this food and it's not as I expected. I regretted when sometime where I had gotten angry and expressed my anger in a less than nice way. I would not regret not having money. I did not regret having this beautiful woman I always dreamed about. I did not regret about not being in a position of power in my life and all the things that demand so much effort and work had no value to me. And the things that are so easy to do in life are the ones that matter, and that is being nice. And I took it upon myself, if Allah allows me to live again, I promise to be a nice person to everyone. And as he was talking, I mean, this is really what he was. And it was interesting because Jordan Peterson was kind of looking at him like, how did you come to that? And he talked later about how he was friends with some of his guards in Guantanamo Bay, and he was their children a godfather, and that guard was the godfather of his child, and that, you know, he came out of this. And, you know, in the midst of that, he said, I want to be a better person. And Jordan Peterson, you know, just was amazed. And he says, I would say, and I'm inviting everyone I met in Guatemala to come, or maybe that's Guantanamo Bay, to come to me. Some people came to me and they drank tea and they stayed in my home. And the guards, one of them came three times and I hosted him in my house. And he said, we've become friends. And you see this man who was subjected to this terrible stuff. And yet, here he is, and he's preaching a message of kindness. He's preaching a message of forgiveness. And I gotta tell you, when I see stuff like that, I just think, that guy knows my Jesus. I don't know how he's connected, but that guy has connected to my Jesus. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Because that's the behavior of Christ. And I'm saddened to say that in many circumstances, when people have had the opportunity to show forth the behavior of Christ, they have not, even though they called themselves Christian. And so it's a really tremendous podcast. It's on YouTube. It's Jordan Peterson's podcast, and it's called Enhanced Interrogation Techniques. And they go through everything that happened to him, but the gem in that podcast, the jewel, the beautiful thing in this podcast is the way this man reacted to it all. And is the way that out of that, he found really that the fruit of the Spirit are the path forward in life. And that's worth affirming. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.